USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Joyce Tarrant is speaking out. She's the grandmother of Brenton Tarrant, the man accused of killing 50 people in two mass shooting attacks in two New Zealand mosques.
You know, the media is saying he's planned it for a long time, so he's obviously not of sound mind, I don't think.
In Christchurch, New Zealand, reporter Christy Lou Stout says New Zealand lawmakers are scheduled to meet for intense discussions on reforming the country's weapon laws.
There will be a cabinet meeting with the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. One day after the massacre, she pledged that there will be changes to the gun legislation. She wants to see a ban on semi-automatic weapons.
Australian police say a counter-terrorism team executed search warrants in New South Wales to help New Zealand get more information on the white supremacist attack. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
In Nebraska, up to 400 homes and cabins are underwater in an area known as Hansen's Lake. Part of Offutt Air Force Base near Omaha is underwater. People in parts of Fremont County, Iowa, are being evacuated. National Weather Service meteorologist Melissa Bird is downstream from the Nebraska-Iowa flooding.
This is all due to snowmelt upstream, as well as the past couple weeks of heavy rainfall across our region.
Two deaths are being blamed on the floods. Flooding along the Missouri River is playing havoc with Amtrak schedules. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has officially kicked off her candidacy for a 2020 presidential bid. She made the announcement in a video posted online on Sunday. In a follow-up tweet, Gillibrand teased a campaign event next Sunday at Trump International in New York City. Gillibrand was the first senator to call on Senator Al Franken to resign in 2017 based on allegations of sexual harassment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A killing of a notorious crime boss may not be related to the mob. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
New York City police say a suspect is in custody in the shooting death of the reputed Gambino crime family boss Francisco Cali. NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea provides more detail to the detainment of the suspect.
He is in custody. He is not going anywhere. We have the arrest warrant in hand, but the process entails the Staten Island DA's office working in conjunction now with the New Jersey prosecutors, and that's what will take some days.
A source with knowledge of the investigation told CNN Sunday Cali's killing does not appear to be mob-related. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
An unexpected Democratic White House candidate almost made his big announcement in a Saturday evening speech, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A slip of the tongue by former Vice President Joe Biden may have let the cat out of the bag, so to speak.
I have the most progressive record of anybody running for the United, if anybody who would run.
The crowd in his home state of Delaware cheering as Biden laughs, crosses himself and adds,
I didn't mean,
saying he didn't mean it, but there are reports from multiple sources that Biden has begun hiring a campaign staff and has told several of his close friends he's running. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.